Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by filmmaker Alexander Kluge. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you that you talk with me.
So, we're actually here at the Giornate degli Autori, where you're presenting a film called Happy Lamento. So, I mean, first of all, it's such a powerful film. It's kind of difficult for me to even start this interview without asking you to maybe introduce our listeners to it and just maybe tell them, how would you describe it basically to anyone who hasn't seen it, who's not familiar with it?
It's a piece of cooperation, you see. I feature Kevin de la Cruz, that's a filmmaker and a composer and an artist and a writer in Manila, Philippines. And this comes together, you see, yeah? And had the opportunity to put in this film some innovations. For instance, the triptych film. You know, Abel Gance in the 20s made a triptych on Napoleon Bonaparte. Yeah, but then we lost this chance to combine film and space. Yeah, and linear montage, like Eisenstein, Godard, and also in my films, then is a stronger kind of montage if you have a triple voice. Yeah, three pictures in combat with each other, yeah, struggling one against the other, yeah, and this is interesting. This is more polyphonic, yeah, and
musical.
It's musical, and therefore this is a kind of musical what we did, and my comrade Stefan Holl had the idea to make a film on Blue Moon. Something that never comes, and suddenly it comes and happens as a luck. And then his wife told me, well, we should also make something on circus and electricity. We put it together. And Kevin de la Cruz did the same. In German in Autumn, that had been filmed in 1978, it was a cooperation between Fassbinder, Schlöndorff, myself, and others. It's a cooperative film. And Cinéma des Auteurs, as an author's film, is better if several authors combine their forces, yeah, and work together. And this we did in this time. We made this film in 2018. We started in April, and it was ready in June, you see. And I love it that to come here to Venice. Look, I am born in 1932, and this festival was founded in 1932. And I had my first film here and got the Silver Lion. And then 2 years later, with the artists at the top of the Big Top, disoriented, I got the Golden Lion. And in 82, when my daughter was in the belly of my wife, you see, I came again here and got the Golden Lion for my complete work. But the work was not yet completed, you see. And it's a good feeling to be now here at a slightly, it's not the big red carpet, but it's very nice, it's still nicer, yeah, to be here. Yeah, together with the directors.
At the Giornate degli Autori, which is the Autor Days, yes. Days of the Autor.
So our republic, you see.
So you mentioned those great days. That was really exciting. That was around the time of the Oberhausen Manifesto, which I'm sure you must be asked a lot of times. But I feel like this film kind of also keeps going in that tradition of moving film forward, where the old film is dead. Because it's also very playful in this, in the way that it uses the images. Now, would that be a correct thing to say?
That's completely correct, you see. Yeah, it's a little bit more free, yeah, than we were in at the Oberhausener Manifesto. Yeah, we had to show that we are capable to make long feature films. Yeah, it's not any more necessary to prove anything. Therefore, we are more free. And Kevin de la Cruz has the same feeling. And now this is a continuation of film history, yeah, beside the big commercial autoroutes. It's more like a path in the wood.
Oh, So actually, yeah, more free. So the new technologies as well. You embrace the new technologies. Yeah.
And we prepare already the next one. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
He will come. Yeah, he comes this evening here to Venice, you see, and we will stay here for 4 days and are planning the next film. For us, is Venice a workshop?
Great. I've met Kevin before in Rotterdam twice in a row. I always try to catch his films. They're great. How did you meet him?
Well, by means of Stefan Holl, yeah, who sits there. Yeah, and he told me, I never saw him personally, you see. I only Skyped with him. Yeah. He put us together. Yeah. And then by Skype, yeah,
right.
We combined our ideas, yeah, and now we see us tomorrow, first time in our life,
wow.
Yeah, and start to prepare the next film.
That's amazing. So, okay, so this film really was a work of other new technologies and being able to communicate.
In absence, you see, but it's not really absence. If you Skype, you see, you sit as near as we sit together.
Yeah.
You see?
And there's always a screen, too.
Of course.
That's so interesting, because, yes, I feel like Kevin does have that spirit of, like we were saying, of moving film forward.
Right.
He constantly challenges the language of cinema. He constantly tries different things that people may not be familiar with. Do you feel like that's something that you have to do in order to be recognized as a legitimate artist? Whatever people are doing, that doesn't interest me.
Look, he is a composer, you see, and he loves music. And cinema has to do with music more than with a painting. Yeah? Painting makes a film heavy, yeah? While music makes a film fast. Not acceleration by camera, yeah? It's stupid, yeah? But by moving things like music, yeah? And he loves music, I love music. I like opera a little bit more. He likes popular music a little bit. And the combination is so good. You see, he gives to me freedom. I give to him more freedom.
I wanted to ask you as well. We've talked about the making of the film a little bit. But I wanted to go back to the viewer experiencing a film like this. And I believe this will have to be my final question. So it's interesting to end it like this. What do you feel like the viewer should open up to in experiencing this film? Would you like the viewer to interact with the images and come up with their own sort of conclusions to what they could mean, or the opposite?
Well, it's not necessary to ask always what it means, yeah? Because the pictures and the music and the film is capable to move something within you see, which answers, yeah? Answers without your brain, yeah? You don't need brain strength, yeah, to look at this film, yeah? I don't think that brain and film are related very much, yeah? You can read books, yeah? That's for the brain. cinema and music, yeah, is something that goes to the mood, yeah, to the skin, to the diaphragm, yeah? Needs to everything, yeah? The eyes are more stupid than the ear. Yeah, and therefore I believe in the ear. Yeah.
On that note, I think we'll leave it at that. But it was fascinating to talk with you. Really, it was amazing. So best of luck with the screening, and best of luck with the meeting with Kevin. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you to you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.